Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Yeah, so hey, I haven't been down the beach for ages, and I was just trying to have a look to see the last time I was down here recording, and it was the 12th of June. It's now like, I don't know, like the 8th of August. Oh my God. So I literally haven't been down here for probably, it's the longest break I've ever had from the beach. And there's been a few reasons for that. Life has just been full lately in the best possible way. And I have been on back-to-back client calls this morning and then was just like, you know what, I'm going to go and have a big long walk on the beach. And now that I'm down here, it's funny because I've had such a long break. It feels very familiar, but also like, I don't know, I've felt a bit distant from the beach lately. And when I got down here, I was just thinking about all the times that we'd shared together. You know, the times where I would walk along here and cry due to various different failures and fuck-ups and mistakes and, you know, and I've been in the worst of places on this beach and the best. You know, it's been the one constant for me for the past, well, not really decade, I guess, because before here I did my stint in Nambucca and I was, you know, I had my relationship with the beach down there, but, you know, definitely it was a constant while when I moved back up here and was seeking purpose and meaning. It's really been a big part of that journey. And then the Office Collective, you know, I was here and I would come down here. Back then I would run 9Ks every day. And I remember just crying the entire way some days because life and business just felt so hard and so unfair. And yeah, and not just that time either, you know, like sure I ran here and it gave me the solace that I needed in a life that felt very chaotic and out of control for me for that year with the office. And yeah, since then, it's played different roles for different times. And yeah, it's just been an interesting reflection of all the different places I've been energetically and physically and emotionally and spiritually, and how this has been a constant through it all. And I've missed it, you know? But also I've noticed that I've found connection in other places. Like I used to come here for space. I used to come here to be reminded of my, you know, insignificance, I guess. Not in a negative way, but in the way of like the world is so big and I'm so small. I just used to find comfort in that. And I used to come here to be present with nature and be reminded of our cycles and how everything works in perfect harmony. And recently, I haven't needed the respite as much. And I've kind of gotten to this point where I've cultivated enough space within myself that I don't need to escape my life anymore. I can be in it. I can be in it when it's great. I can be in it when it's shit. Which is, I guess, a new thing that has been, that I've been working on really solidly for the past decade. When I really first started using the beach as my place to find presence. You know, when I was diagnosed with depression, that was when, around the same time when I started to, or before, I was already fit, but, you know, I would run the beach every day as my way to find that connection to whatever it is that we seek. And now I find I am almost always connected to it. I can find flow anyway, anywhere. It's not conditional anymore. It used to be I found flow on the beach because, you know, I was here, I could feel the sand in my toes, there was the white noise going on with the beach, there was the breeze. You know, I can be more present on the beach due to its conditions, I guess. But now I've kind of created the conditions within to be present most of the time. And I ain't perfect at it. I'm no swami. Is that? I don't know. I have no idea what a swami is, but so whatever. But you know what I mean? Like I'm no Zen monk or anything, but I have practiced presence enough that I'm kind of getting now to the point where the autopilot is substantially less. It doesn't mean that, and this is the thing that we forget when we're seeking peace within us, is like, you know, we go to meditate to create quieting our mind, and my mind is still all kinds of shit going on up there, but it's not necessarily running away with the same ferocity that it used to. You know, I can be present to the thoughts, but not necessarily be so attached to following them down the rabbit hole of shitness. Though I certainly have my moments. We all do. It's the nature of being a human. Yeah, so I guess like this has just felt like a bit of a moment to reflect back on all the shit that I've shared with this beach. There was a day I remember clearly in my mind where I walked along this beach and literally fell to my knees crying. There was days when I walked along this beach and got, you know, was nobody else around, and I screamed in just like pure rage for what felt like a completely out of control life, a completely out of control existence. And I just wanted it to be anything but. And now I walk along this beach just in a different space, energetically. And it reminds me of all of the work that I've done. All of the work that I've done, the years dedicated to this getting to know, like, and trust myself. And I'm starting to see the payoff for that. But had you told me that it would be this many years and this long, and I'm not on the mountain, you know, like there's always something, there's always another mountain, there's always another, you know, pinnacle or whatever. But had you told me that it would take me a decade of consistent practice to get to this point where I feel pretty good about myself, I don't know that I would have taken it on. But looking back, it's all worth it. And I guess there's a lesson in there somewhere, right? Like, I didn't necessarily, I definitely had ideas of the destinations that I wanted to reach within myself, but I didn't really have any concrete concept of what that would look and feel like, because I didn't know anything other than what I had experienced to that point, and most of it was a clusterfuck. So it's very hard for us to imagine what we want when we haven't really experienced anything like it before, which is really that non-attachment piece, right? Being committed to something, I guess, without being attached to it. And it's really the only way I've had success at anything. Goal setting, it just doesn't work for me. Getting an idea of where I want to go, and I don't know, like sometimes the universe twists and turns in ways that are better than what we could have imagined if we're willing to let go a bit and not control so much the outcomes and our expectations. And I just know for me, letting go of that has allowed me to have what I wanted, but not necessarily in the way that I could have pictured. So yeah, interesting reflection, just being back here and looking back. So maybe that's my invite for you today, is to, because you know, so often we are somewhere we wanted to be in the past, yet we can't see it because we are looking for the next thing. So I guess this is an invite for you to stand where you are right now and reflect on where you are that you once wanted to be, and how did you get here? Was it in the way that you had planned? Was it a diligent plan? Was it commitment to the cause? Was it consistency and drive and ambition? Or was it something else? Something to ponder. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.